Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1825. The topic is nutrition, and the title is How to Manage Hunger While Dieting. So we have five tips that I recently gave out to one of my clients, thought it would be a fun thing to share. Number one is to eat ahead of activity. If you are active in the day, but you start your activity before you eat, your body sends signals to you, to your brain, that says, hey, we need more energy, which the body responds by either creating or asking you to eat more food. So how does it create more energy? It breaks down body fat, which we would think is good for fat loss, but it breaks down body fat as a reactionary response, meaning the deficit has already been created. The body's already angry, kind of annoyed. It's underfueled. So it says, hey, you know, start breaking down some fat. Let's get some energy out of that. You can also break down glycogen, which is stored carbohydrates in the muscles. That gets us glucose. And so it kind of depends on the intensity of exercise or activity you're doing. If it's, you know, high intensity, your body's going to prefer glucose. So break down glycogen. If it's low intensity, it'll most likely break down body fat for ketones, for energy. But it's going to break down something to get energy. But then it's also going to start sending you signals to ask for more food. And that's cravings. When we get food cravings, when you feel hungry, that's what hunger is the body saying, hey, I need more energy, eat something. If you are active before you eat, that urge to eat is going to be significantly higher. Whereas if you eat and then you're active, the goal would be, if we're in a proper diet, that we're eating slightly in a caloric deficit. So we're eating some of the energy we need, just not all of the energy. And then the amount that the body is breaking down from body fat, for example, would be enough to kind of cover that gap. We wouldn't have this intense hunger or craving sensation, because the body had a little bit of what it needed from what we did eat, and then it's going to get the rest from the body from being broken down body fat. So if you eat before activity, you will still lose body fat if you eat in a correct amount. If you're still in a proper deficit, you'll still lose body fat, but you won't have the intense hunger and cravings that you could be struggling with. So that is definitely the first tip that I'd recommend, is to eat ahead of activity. Second tip we have is to eat more protein. There is quite a large window of protein intake that we could eat before it would ever impair like fat loss progress. So we know a basic window is 0.6 grams of protein per pound of body weight up to, and you could easily go to 1.25 grams per pound of body weight. So if you weighed 150 pounds, the minimum amount of protein that you would want to have is 90 grams. So you would take your body weight, 150 times 0.6, that's 90 grams. But you could have up to, if you do the 1.25 calculation, you could have up to 187 grams. So almost 100 grams of protein more. Does that equate to the extra calories? Yes, you would get 400 extra calories, but those wouldn't be calories that contribute towards body fat, like reducing body fat being broken down for energy. That's just more calories coming from protein. That would be more protein available to build muscle tissue, build connective tissues, do functions in the body such as regulating pH, body temperature, a whole bunch of other things. Protein has a lot of work to do in the body before it would ever be converted over to body fat. So you could, if you were a 150-pound person, you would have 100 grams of protein as like an allowance throughout the day. So if you're only eating right now, say 100 grams of protein, but you're hungry, you could eat up to 190 grams of protein. You would still have just as much fat loss, but now you'd have all the extra food that you could be eating. Likewise, let's say you're 200 pounds. And maybe you're getting, 0.8 grams. So you're hitting 160 grams of protein a day. Well, again, you could be as high as 1.2, which would be 250 grams of protein. So that could be 90 grams of protein more that you could be eating that would not impair fat loss. So we have a lot of room with protein volume to where we could be eating more food to help us feel more full, and it would take longer to digest and break down between the meals, so we wouldn't feel as hungry between meals. So eat more protein. Try to get up to that 1.25 grams and see if that helps to curb some of that hunger. So the first thing was to eat ahead of your activity. Second thing would be to eat more protein. The third tip is to eat less nutrientally dense foods. What this means is there are certain foods that we just don't get a lot of calories from, even if we eat a lot. Let's say you eat a head of lettuce, a whole big head of lettuce, versus that same volume in pizza. A head of pizza would be a lot of calories, whereas a head of lettuce is not. So you can eat less nutrientally dense foods, which allows you to eat more of a volume of food to feel fuller at the time of your meals and to feel that you got to eat more, but it doesn't add up to a lot of calories. So you would swap out foods that have a high amount of calories for a low volume of food for foods that have a high amount of, a low amount of calories for a high volume of food. So for example, let's say you're adding oils to your food. Well, that's one of the most nutrientally dense foods there are. Like a little bit of oil adds a lot of calories. So you would take that out and you would instead replace it with something like maybe nuts. You get the physical sensation, the crunchiness of getting to eat the nuts to get the same calories as you might have through the oil. They're both going to give you healthy fats. So it's a pretty equal substitution. So that would be the third tip, is to eat less nutrientally dense foods. The fourth tip we have is to stay busy during hunger times. If you have times that you feel hungry, and they're pretty consistent day to day, schedule an activity, schedule something, maybe a phone call. Maybe you look up and do like a go for a 10-minute walk. Just schedule something during that time. If you work during the day and say around 2 o'clock you feel this energy low, take a meeting call while going for a walk. Or call a friend, or talk to a coworker. Like, just schedule to do something while, during the time that you would typically have those hungry moments. The more you're busy, the less you'll notice your hunger. The last tip we have is to reduce the deficit. I put this as last because people won't do it, but it's a good tip. And I do it with clients whenever I'm in control, and I tell them what to do. But what we do is we aim for fat loss in waves. We're not pushing the most intense that we can push all the time, because that causes emotional and mental burnout. It causes a buildup of cravings and hunger and can really lead to a person having like binging episodes and really unhealthy eating patterns. So it's better to have phases where we push a little bit, then we pull back a little bit. Push a little bit and pull back a little bit. What I mean by this, just let's go through some numbers just as an easy way to understand. Not that I would actually use these numbers, just an easy way to understand. Let's say that I'm going to push for a 600 calorie deficit per day compared to what my maintenance calories are. So maybe I'll push for 600 calorie deficit. And I'm going to do that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Then Saturday and Sunday, maybe I only have a 100 calorie deficit. So I get to eat a little bit more food on the weekends when I'm maybe not as regimented and I would notice that I was hungry. So I eat a little bit more foods. I'm still going to make progress at a 100 calorie deficit. Just maybe not as much progress as I would at a 600 calorie deficit. So you can do that on a singular week by week basis, where you can do a 600 calorie deficit for 6 weeks, then do a 100 calorie deficit for say 3 weeks, then go back to the 600 calorie deficit. So you can go in phases, like multiple weeks at a time, or you can do it days at a time. So maybe Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, you really push deficits. But then Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday, you pull back on that deficit to let your mind and your emotions and your body catch up a little bit. So you can waive the calorie deficit, whether that's intra-week or week by week by week or month by month. But that is a great option that if you're feeling an intensification of hunger, pull back, reduce the deficit for a little bit, a couple days, maybe a week or two, let you regain control emotional and mental control, and then push back into a deeper deficit later on. So those are five quick and easy tips to manage hunger while dieting. Number one, eat ahead of activity. Number two, eat more protein. Number three, eat less nutritionally dense foods. Number four, stay busy during hunger times. And number five, reduce the deficit. You can use intensity waves, whether it's in the week or week by week. Okay, those are quick tips. If you want any help, you can go to our website. We have a free nutrition education page. There's a lot of nutrition education there. You can also reach out. We do nutrition-only coaching, one-on-one coaching, where I'll help figure out the right diet for you, help you pick the right foods, figure out the right deficits. We'll find foods that work for your schedule, your preferences, all that stuff. We have that for nutrition only, and we have it for nutrition and training. And right now, we're offering a free 15-minute consultation, virtual consultation. You just fill out a questionnaire for me. I talk to you for 15 minutes, give you all the tips of what I think you should do. You can then hire me and we'll do them together, or you can take it and kind of do it on your own if you want. But the idea of the 15-minute consultation is I want to see the people that I'm going to be signing up. I want to make sure that they're as committed as I am to the process. I just want it to be a good, fresh start. Both people get to meet each other. Both people get to see the depth of commitment. And I'm excited for that opportunity. I'm blessed that my schedule has allowed me to be able to add these in a couple times a week. So I appreciate it. If you're interested in that, just check it out on our website, www.brittleirongym.com. We have our one-on-one services page. You can go to that page and you'll see a link to fill out the questionnaire. And then I'll get back to you and we'll schedule the free consultation. Okay. If you have any questions, if you need anything, reach out. My email is brittleirongym@gmail.com. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. And if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.